Dying to Save You and Rebuild Our American Healthcare System. Written and narrated by William S. Quill, M.D. To all of those suffering from chronic dis-ease. Disclaimers. The opinions expressed in Dying to Save You are my own. They are based on many years of education, training, and experience in many different healthcare fields, and more importantly, my experience recovering from the disease of addiction. The views expressed in this book do not represent those of any organization with which I am associated. While I make suggestions in this book as to how a person can improve their health, this book does not constitute the practice of medicine, and no physician-patient relationship is formed. If you feel compelled to make changes to the way you live your life after reading this book, please seek the advice of a medical professional before doing so. Finally, I tell many stories throughout this book. My personal story is my own and true to the best of my recollection. After all, time has a way of shaping memories, and many were foggy to begin with. But I have made every effort to describe events in my life with the utmost accuracy, in the hope that you might benefit from my experiences. The stories about my patients are also true. However, the details have been changed in different ways, often substantially, to make every effort to protect private health information. Some stories are composite cases, meaning that I have blended experiences with different patients to offer further anonymity, yet still maintain the integrity of the message. Nonetheless, all of the stories in this book are based on actual events that I was privileged to witness, and I am grateful for the opportunity to do so. Introduction. Changing Tides. When I was a boy, I loved building sandcastles on the beach. They got to be pretty elaborate, with big walls and moats and towers. I knew the tide would come in and try to destroy my castle. So over the years, I learned to build higher walls and deeper moats to keep the water at bay. While playing this game with the incoming tide, I started to notice that low tide is calm and flat, quiet and simple. But high tide is more chaotic. The waves start getting bigger. There's more foam, more crashing, more energy, more turbulence. I could see the sand getting churned up and pulled out to sea, along with little crabs and seaweed. Back to the ocean they went. For the most part, I would sit in my chair behind my castle and watch it all unfold around me. Then, as the big waves came crashing in, I would scurry around, reinforcing my walls and digging deeper moats to fend off the incoming tide. I got pretty good at defending my castles, but inevitably, the tide would always win. My sandcastle would always be destroyed. Eventually, my family and I would leave for the day and go back to our beach house. The next day, I would walk back out to find beautiful, calm, flat sand. The tide may have washed away my sandcastle, but in its wake, it left a new foundation upon which I could rebuild. Right there in front of me as a child, I witnessed a metaphor for the process of creation, destruction, and recreation, which everything is subject to in this world. I didn't know it then, but this very simple yet profound experience would come back to me as I embarked on a journey through my own personal process of creation, destruction, and recreation. From getting into medical school to struggling with prescription drug addiction, nearly going bankrupt, and reinventing myself in my career, I have come to realize that everything goes through transformative cycles. And understanding these cycles might help us gain a better perspective of both human health and the entire healthcare industry. After all, both are in dire need of recreation. American sick care. Every day across the country, Americans are waking up to the same bleak reality. They are suffering from chronic disease, and our American healthcare system can't save them. But beyond chronic disease, people are also experiencing chronic dis-ease, a general sense of uneasiness and despair that defies any actual diagnosis. Perhaps you feel this way. I wouldn't be surprised. With the increasingly frenetic pace of society and a host of other environmental stressors, people's health is more vulnerable than ever. From severe storms...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?